I think we should start from weaknesses, because as a somebody who studied the society, we should first find out what's wrong with the society. Because if they think that it is in the right direction, that's okay. We don't need to do anything for it. The only thing we need to do for those things is just to try to empower it or make some progress in that direction. But the weakness, first of all, our community is not community. We don't have community. And I think the concept of community, if you go back to the time of Prophet Muhammad, we had real Muslim community in Mecca and in Medina. The community is based on leadership, which we don't have leadership in the West. I mean, we have many leaders, but we don't have a leadership in institution. When I say leadership in institution, it doesn't need really one person be as a leader. It can be a committee. It can be shura. But the shura or the person, a person should has a legitimacy among the follower. They really follow him. They really follow that institution. They listen to that institution. And this is the first important elements of the community. Even if you go to this community, other non-religious community in Britain, you can see the position of leadership on those community. Although they choose the leader, and the leader change every time. But while he is in the position, everybody should listen to him. Because society is based on diversity. And when the diversity is there, then it should come to the unity somehow. And the only thing can bring the diversity to the unity is based on leadership. Therefore, this is something which is seriously we lacked in our society in Britain. And I think it needs a lot of awareness among the community to educate them, to learn them, not just by, as I said, text and lecture, by the cinema production, by film, and whatever, that the people can see the importance of the leadership in the society. Because of lack of leadership, the community cannot work properly. There is no relationship between the members of the community. We are very marginalized society in a non-Muslim country, that's no doubt about it. And we should somehow isolate themselves from the society. I believe so. I believe we need to isolate ourselves in some aspect from the non-Muslim society. We cannot really communicate with these people all the way in their life. Yes, we can. We should respect our neighbors. We should have some relationship with our neighbors. We should try to, according to Islamic law, we should try to present Islam as our Prophet of Islam and Quran wants us to be. But we cannot, this is a very dangerous idea that is bringing this idea that we should really try to socialize ourselves according to the British life. No, socialization according to the British life bring the losing of the Islamic values. Therefore, we don't have any relationship within our community.